Pushkin.
Hello, everyone. Malcolm Gladwell here. Welcome back to another preview of this month's bonus episode of Revisionist History, exclusively for Pushniks. Though, a word about that. We're now calling our subscription offering Pushkin Plus. It's more to the point. Because over here, we offer everything you love about Pushkin shows, plus so much more. Ad-free listening, behind-the-scenes moments, bonus material, crazy asides. These episodes will appear exclusively in Pushkin Plus feeds once a month through the end of the year. And this month, we look back at last season's episode about laundry and the Pushkin staff members who didn't take too kindly to my detergent shaming.
Are we going to get Procter & Gamble to sponsor us or what? Because that really was free advertising for that whole episode.
That's Pushkin's Vice President for Content Development, Lital Molad. Pushkin is a First Amendment first operation. We let people speak their minds. And Lital is one of those old school lefties who gets a little uncomfortable when journalists say nice things about major multinational corporations. Let's just say I have no such compunctions. I hope Pushkin ends up as a major multinational corporation one day. Can you imagine? Amazon, Facebook, Apple, Google. Pushkin Industries. I was so amused by the internal backlash that I actually sent out my two crack producers, Lee and Eloise, to follow up with some of the Pushkinites who I ganged up on. One voice, in particular, might sound familiar.
I didn't think too much about it other than mildly invasive to have the president of your company asking about what your laundry detergent is, but also felt unimpeachable in my laundry detergent choice. So. Wasn't too concerned.
He found himself cast in the role of straw man. There's always a straw man in a revisionist history episode, but in this case, just mildly singed. I'm talking about our VP of Special Audio Projects, Brendan Francis Noonan. Here's how Brendan came across in our episode. If you Google the words Brooklyn, natural wine, farmer's market, vinyl records, and whatever other affiliated terms show up automatically in the search field, you get Brendan. You do your whites in hot water.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all.
I also add bleach into my whites with my Ecos.
No. Brendan, that's all. I've heard enough. Brendan got singled out by the Revisionist History Brain Trust for his use of hot water on whites, along with his eccentric choice of some kind of woke detergent called Ecos. Ecos? Good Lord. But let's give Brendan a chance to say his piece.
Yeah, I guess I feel no need to defend myself. If anything, I feel like Malcolm should maybe defend himself for his mischaracterization of a brand that I think if anyone does research, pays their workers really high wages, has been a carbon neutral for a zillion years, has the EPA LEED Platinum, et cetera, in all their buildings. So their footprint, their whole supply chain footprint, is less than Procter & Gamble by a long shot.
I should point out that Procter & Gamble powers their detergent factories with wind. But whatever. Let's let Brendan carry on.
And the detergent smells good, and it gets my clothes clean. So I feel like leaning into the Ecos thing was, I think it was playing into some other stereotypes, some American myths about people who live in Brooklyn. And people who are environmentally conscious, which it does a disservice. So that's my short rebuttal. But the bottom line, Ecos, far better company than Procter & Gamble from all the research I've done. Do I still have a job? Will I still have a job after this episode?
I think you're safe. I think you're safe.
Of course, Brendan is safe. As I said, we are a First Amendment first operation here at Pushkin. We have no issue with whatever crackpot theories our employees may espouse, as long as they make cool stuff. And trust me, Brendan makes cool stuff.
Now, I was once a quick fire judge on Top Chef, and all these people came out of the woodwork to contact me. Not since then. This Malcolm episode, people from my law school past, from my childhood emerged to mock me, essentially, after following Malcolm's lead.
Yeah. Wait, Brendan is a lawyer? Why didn't anyone tell me?
So, I'm looking into some of my litigation strategies to see what, you know, about defamation of character and stuff like that. But I'll have my lawyer contact revisionist history.
Yeah, I think you have a case for emotional damages for sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Subscribe now to Pushkin Plus, Pushkin Industries' subscription service, and you'll get access to monthly bonus content, including extended interviews, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes glimpses at how we make the show. But that's not all. As a Pushkin Plus subscriber, you will also get bonus content from podcasts like Michael Lewis's Against the Rules, Laurie Santos's The Happiness Lab, and Rick Rubin's Broken Record. And you'll hear many of our shows without interruption. Subscribe to Pushkin Plus from Pushkin Industries on Apple Podcasts. It's only $4.99 a month. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you next time.